All right, we're up to over here. We're up to today, Masechta Maaseh Sheni. We're up to Perek Dalet. We're up to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Before the Mishnah Yud Aleph, I want to review with you very quickly this Mishnah. Good. Learned from Mishnah.
Good.
Okay, the Mishnah is Hamaniach Iser. We did that to put Iser V'Achal Olav. And it goes down in value.
It goes up
in value, like in this picture over here.
Right.
So now you have now double.
Right.
The meiser goes up in value, and the coin goes up in value. So you can over here. You can redeem on the other half double of what you could have until now.
Right.
Right. And the same thing goes too, and it goes down in value. Why is there a drift?
I don't feel it.
And it goes down, and you redeem half, and it goes down in value. So you have a half left. So therefore, you have over here a half left. You can still the value of the maaser goes down. And on the coin, you still have half of the coin left, so you can still redeem on it half of an iser. Good?
Yep.
Now, here's the hard part. I'm filling my mouth.
What happened? You're eating a pill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you take some coffee? You like it, though. You like that tea.
I love it. Weiter. Now, here's the hard part. According to the Rav, here's the secret. 11th. You can redeem until achad asar beisr of demai. The echad mimeya beisr of vadai. That's the key words. According to there are going to be now three opinions. This is that I realized yesterday. There are three opinions. There is the opinion of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is very machmir, and they hold that when it comes to an iser, the iser, you have to keep on redeeming it. The question is, when you get to a certain point, when the value of maaser,
there's nothing left,
is so small, automatically right. It's bottled. We don't care about it. So you're dealing with maaser sheni vadai. If this coin is maaser sheni vadai, you have to keep on redeeming it until you get down to less than, until only have one in 100.
Uh-huh.
Because since it's vadai,
and then when it gets like, to that much,
then already you don't have to redeem it anymore. There's so little kedusha left on the coin, it evaporates, it disappears.
Oh, I see.
But if it's
to all sheeted?
That's what I know. Only according to the chachamim. Only according to when it's vadai. When it's demai, yeah. Even less, even 11, even if you have a 1/11th of the coin left, you also no longer have to redeem. The reason why we go down to 11 is because 11 is the point when even when you're going to add a chaimesh, it's still not going to be a pruta. A iser is 8 coins. It's 8 coins. So if you're going and you're using this Maaseh Sheni and that's Kedusha and you want to go and it's Vadai, it's 100% real Kedusha, then if it has 2/100ths, you still have to redeem more. But once already only has 1/100 of its Kedusha left, already you don't have to redeem it anymore, according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, when it's Vadai. When it's demai, you can be more lenient. Once already you're down to less than 1/11th, you already do not need to redeem it. Why 11? Because 11 is the shear when even when you'll eat a chaymesh, you're not going to have a pruta left. When it's vadai, I'm sorry, when it's demai, the echad mimeya, the iser, when it's vadai. That's according to the chachamim. The Shammai says no. They say hakol hasara. Whether it's demai, whether it's vadai, the shear is 10, not 11. Well, Beis Hillelim, b'demai it's achad asar. It's going to be 1 in 11. Well, b'demai it's going to be asara. Okay, so basically, let's clarify at least this point that I got is we do Rav Mitzvah. There are three opinions. There is the Chachamim, there is Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai. And the issue is Vadai versus Demai. Let's see inside. So you have a coin and you keep on redeeming it. And you ate ad until achad also b'isr. In other words, the only thing you have left in the coin now is an 11th. This make believe that for one coin you can redeem 11 pomegranates. Make believe. It's 11 means 1/11th. But for illustration purposes, when we say 11, we're making believe that you can redeem 11 pomegranates. How do you say that word? A pomegranate? Pomegranate.
Yeah, good.
11 pomegranates.
Go ahead, write this.
Vachal of Achadasa, so you did redeem 10. You already redeemed 10. And there's one more to go. You don't have to do it anymore. Vachal of Ad Asar Abi Isar, Viachad Meb Isar, you could redeem 100 dates. Yatza Kol Isar Lechulim Perish. What does this mean? Imho Yosar Isar Mimos Maisar Sheni Shal Demai. Okay, so that's according to the Tanakhama. If it's demai, it's not 100% a suffix. Is it ma'aser? Is it not ma'aser? V'yachal, and you already ate asar chalakim me'acharos chalakim shabo, and you can really technically exchange this coin for 11 pomegranates. And I've only gone so far. I've gone 10. I'm already up to 10. Going, for example, shachad asar rimoinim shavin liisur v'yachal alav. I already ate 10. And I only have left on this coin. I only have left one pomegranate. So you don't have to do anything. It's Yotzi. Yotzi kulu l'chulin. V'yim hoyo isu mimos ma'as sheni shal vadai. Not demai. V'yachal of ad shenisha boy echad mimeya. He ate 99. Kegoyin shemeya te'enim, for example, of 100 figs can be sold nimkor b'isar. V'yachal of tishim v'tisha. Yotze kul l'chulim. That's according to the Chachamim. Now, Beis Shammai Oimrim. Beis Shammai says no. Hakol asara. Echad v'hadai v'yachad demai. It makes no difference. I don't have this 11. I don't have 100. I have a different number. Not 11. Not 100. I have a number called 10. Kishalo nisha b'isra ella asiri so. A tenth. I've already redeemed 9/10 of the value. Yotzal l'chul, and you don't need to go all the way down to the last drop. Good to the last drop. Maxwell House. You don't need to go down to the last drop. Kigoyin shahoya asar, for example, let's say 10 pomegranates can be redeemed in Kambi Yisar. V'yachal of tisha, yatsa l'chulin. That's enough. The imnisha ba yoyser. Kigoyin shalay ochal ela shmoyin. But let's say you only ate eight, there's two more to go. So tsarach lechal kili, you have to keep on going until you get down to less than a 10. Then we come to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, "Bevadai." If it's if it's my sheni vadai acharosar, then I hold like the Tanakhama. You have to go all the way until you have less than 11th. Uvidmai asara im nisha alo isra shel vadai achad echad mi asara. If it's vadai and it's still left one of atara, no chayv lechol of oid echad until you get down to less than 11th. Lefi shekol mashu pakos mishabeputa ein choishen lo lo linyigezah. What's the lomnis of the entire Mishnah? Because once you get down to 11th, it's less than a putah. Lefi shekol echad shegol shuhu pakos mishabeputa ein choishen lo lo linyigezah lo linyin hanen. I mean, the hegdish uputa choishen lo v'im ye pakos me asiri so. Ein choishin lo shafilu al tosefes hachayim v'shiyeh by pachos mishav pruta olufich amru bevada yachad hasa v'dmai asar olufich she'ein chayav chayim v'shal d'mai v'asirus v'pachos mishav pruta v'halakhi b'yisilo. So what's the lumnus? Lumnus is very simple. Lumnus is that when you have less than 11th, when you have a tenth, when you have, if this thing is worth, let's say 10, and there's only a tenth left.
Right.
So there's only a tenth left. How many prutos are there? How many prutos are there in a tenth? Less than two is one pruta. Because they do hear the myth for us. The math over here is nisha b'matbeya 8/10 of a pruta, which is 4/5. And when it's 4/5, when you're going to add a chaimesh, when you're going to add a chaimesh, then it's going to be 1 pruta. Okay, so here is the lumdus. The lumdus is, if I have a coin, it's very simple lumdus. If I have a coin, and I redeem, and I already have removed 8/10 of its kedusha, how much is left? How much is left? Only 1/10, 1/10. How much is 1/10 worth? 1/10 is 8/10 of a pruta. Nisha b'matbeya, 8/10 shel a pruta. You see, there are 9.
Good, go ahead.
Okay, that's 8/10 of a pruta. Is that less than a pruta?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, less than a pruta. But when I redeem this, how much do I have to add?
A fifth.
When I add the fifth to 8/10 of a pruta, I'm over the top. I'm now more than a pruta. More than a pruta. But if it's 11th of the coin, let's say exactly the same thing, but it'd be 11th.
It'll
be less than a pruta. So that's why the difference. That's why the number 10 and the number 11 is a critical number. When you're getting down to 1/10, it's less than a pruta. And it comes to my sheni only mechuyev to redeem my sheni when the my sheni is at least worth the pruta. If it's less than a pruta, you're not mechuyev. But there's a caveat. What's the word? Caveat. Caveat. Yeah. What's the word? Kavi. What's the word?
There's
an exception.
Yeah.
The exception is that even if it's less than a pruta, when you add a fifth to something that's worth less than a pruta, it will bring you over the top, so it's a pruta. We don't look at it just as a way. You look at it when you're dealing with the fifth as well. So when you're dealing with a tenth, you're still going to have a pruta, because even though a tenth itself is less than a pruta, but when you add the fifth, it's going to be more than a pruta. But when you only have left in the coin an 11th, even after you add a fifth to an 11th, you're still less than a pruta. If you have something that's only worth 1/10 of its value, good. So therefore, that's basically the machloek. Now, that's a lumdus. But when it comes, but according to the Tanna Kamma, we don't care about that lumdus. Even though it's less than 1/10, if it's vadai, you have to be poyder. Why do you have to be poyder? Because when it has kedusha, when it has full-fledged kedusha, even though it's less than the value of the pruta, the rabbanim disagree. They are of the opinion that you still have to redeem ma'is hasheni. That's pachos mipruta.
Good.
Less than a pruta. Beis Hillel says no. You only have to redeem it when it's a pruta. So, but if it's less than a pruta, not. But when it comes to demai, we're going to be more lenient. We're always going to be more lenient when it comes to demai. So now we know the whole Mishnah.
Right.
One more time, those words of the Mishnah. We have over here Hamnich Eser Shomai Sheni Ochelav Anachad Ad until Achad Osar BeIsar when it's Vaday. Because when it's going to when it's demai, the Rabbanon are so machmir that even when it comes to demai, you have to redeem it with the value of the pruta.
Right.
And therefore, if you have a tenth. Even though a tenth of a iser is less than a pruta, but when you're going to add the chaimesh, the fifth to the tenth, you're going to have a pruta. So therefore, you have to go down one more level until you get down to an 11th, because when you get to 11th, it's less than a pruta, and even when you add the fifth, it's still going to be less than a pruta.
Right.
But when it comes to vadai, these rules do not apply. The shears are 1 in 100, even 1 in 100. So Beis Hillel, Beshamayim, Beshamis, Hakol Be'asara. He holds vadai and demai.
Same thing.
Say we go with the asara. If it's going to be, it has to be, you have to at least have a pruta,
right.
And therefore levi and have a pruta. Beis Hillel and Bevadai Achad Asar. Bevadai, when it comes to vadai Achad Asar, because then indeed we take that into, we take if it's vadai. We're more machmir. Uvidmai asara. Uvidmai. We're going to be. We don't have to take into dmai. I'm confused now. Uvidmai. All right. Something along those lines. Is that good enough?
Yeah.
Uvidmai asara.
Oh, boys. Go to the next.
All right.
Four.
Now we did tests. We're up to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Yeah.
Yep. How about Yud?
We did Yud yesterday. Mem is carbon utensil cheres. Mem meiser. Dalud ma. If you have on, you have over here. Here's the pictures. You find in the street a utensil. Okay, and there are letters kuf, mem, dalud, tes. What do they stand for? So if it says on the box mem, it means hamotzi kli kli v'chosel of kuf. If it says the word kuf, carbon. It's carbon means kuf, carbon, hektish. It belongs to the property of hektish. These are the codes.
Right. Hamotzi kli v'chosel.
You find the kli in the street and v'chosel of lavshur on the utensil kuf. You find the kli in the street and it says on the utensil kuf. A code.
So it must be kaidish.
So therefore it's going to be carbon. If it says in the box a mem, then it's going to be maisa. If it says dalit, it's demai. Test?
Tevel.
Tevel. Okay? And let's say it says, let's say there's a dollar sign.
It's Levine's.
Test is tevel. Tof is truma. Good, easy. They write test tachas truma. In times of danger, they would write test to represent truma. Rav Yosef Emer kulam tough. Kosim tachas truma. Rav Yosef Emer kulam shemos bnei adam heim. What does that mean? Like the yarmulkes. Like today, all the kiddush they have yarmulkes. They have just the one letter for the yarmulke. Look at that. Mamish. Rav Yosef was way ahead of his time. They had yarmulkes, and instead of having them my day, we had the name on the yarmulke. Today we've been reduced to a letter. Right? Today you don't see any more kinilach having the whole name on the yarmulke. Do you ever see that anymore today? No more. Today all the kinilach only have one letter on there.
Very good. Excellent.
What's pshat?
I don't care.
They've been reduced. They've been reduced to a letter. They were ahead of his time. They're all kulam shemos bnei adam heim. Shemos oisyo shel rosh shemos kuf kahas dalad daniel tesk tuvia vachol. It's unbelievable. Way ahead of his game. Way ahead of his time.
Good, right there.
Amar b'yosef afilu matzah chavas simulei peyos even if I have a balance from the peyos because all of it's for truma. Hari elu chul he discusses entirely shani omer eshtakad hoyes simulei peyos truma upina. Just because on the box it says truma, it doesn't mean anything. Period. That's one opinion. I'm Rabbi Yossi. I feel Matzah Chavis. Now that's when there's a letter, one letter.
Yeah.
Well, let's say it's better than it says Truma. Mamish says Truma. I feel Matzah Chavis will lay a peros because of Truma.
Like, it says Truma.
Hari Elu Chulin doesn't matter. Shani Omer Eshtakad last year. Eshtakad, what does it mean? Let's see the Rav. What is it? Eshtakad. Last year it was called Mele Truma, so Truma, we took it away.
Why would I think that, though?
What?
Why would I think that?
Because that's what he says. That's the rule. Eshtakad. That's the people. Just because it says in the box, Truma doesn't mean you ever get a box in the mail.
Doesn't mean anything.
Like you see people, they have boxes, pomegranates. What in the box is groceries? They put in the box. Who knows what? They put in the box the svarim. What you bought the svarim pomegranates. Just because the box in the street doesn't mean in the box it says what's in the box.
Good.
Right? Mishnah Yidbe, so I'm a little bit of Maizah Shani Bizov Zu, Matzah Bizov Zacharis. He told the Kindlach, go home and bring me the Maizah Shani in this corner, then you go and you find the Bizov Zacharis, Hare Eluchulin, why is Eluchulin? Because we assume Masha Matzah Hare Eluchulin, Shani Oimer, Masa Shani Nitl was taken away. Right? Oh, here's the box. How you know it's a different story, this is a different case. This is. No, this is a different case. This is 132. Pina and Yemesh Shahiba Peros Achayim Shalchuma. Fine, that's a different case. I believe there's no picture of this case. No, there is 133. Here it is. Okay, I'm a little bit of Zuma, some of Zachar. Here it is. I tell the Kinlach Peros, my shames of Zu. I tell them it's on this side.
Yeah,
you seem like very tired.
I am now, it's hitting me now.
But you got up very early today,
yeah.
So why are you tired?
Let's go.
Hi, Mayor. Living in my street, but of a zoo. Matzahs of zacharis for elu chulin.
If I said to somebody,
here it is. It's on this side.
No, he says the son. My sheni is in this corner.
Who matzahs of zacharis?
Harry, in
a different corner. Harry elu chulin. What?
How do you know? Maybe he's in the wrong house.
He's in the right house. Give him the right address. So what is the halacha? I'm living in my shemitz. I'm living in my shemitz. Motzim Osayim Hashar Chulin. What's the case? I tell you, go home and you're going to find the money. You're going to find $100 of Ma'is Sheni. And the ghost only finds it $200.
Mm-hmm.
It grew. It multiplied.
Mm-hmm.
So what is halacha? So it says, the extra $100 is chulin. We don't say that they're both 200.
I don't know which one is the Ma'is Sheni.
Doesn't matter. Whatever it is, so you redeem it. You say, whatever it is, I want it to be exchanged onto this money.
Yeah.
Masayim, let's say I tell them there's going to be $200 of Motzim money. It diminished. It shrunk. Hakol Ma'isr. If I tell them there's $200 and I go and I find there's only $100, so the halacha is, whatever's there, we say the entire thing is going to be. This is Ma'isr. I tell you there's $200 and you go and you discover there's only $100, so the whole thing is going to be Ma'isr Sheni. Good? You clear with this?
Got it. Get it. Good.
Okay, next Mishmek Parakeh. Last Parakeh. We'll leave only five Parakeh in Ma'isr Sheni.
Come on. We still got plenty to do.
Kedem Levoi Mitzayin and I said be Ko Zezos Adama. You mark it with Koz Zos Adama. What's that? Kerem is the fourth year. In the fourth year, the first 3 years of a fruit tree, Arelim, you may not eat. In the fourth year, you take it up to your shlayim.
Kerem is
a vineyard. A vineyard. Yeah. But it's not only for a vineyard, it applies to all things, all fruits.
Yeah.
All fruits. In the first 3 years, Yihyip Arelim, it's forbidden. It's uncircumcised. In the fourth year.
Like an idiot.
Okay, Kerevai. Mitzayinim, I said, but you buy netzad tzion. Ooh, a grave. Look at this.
Kerevai.
A vineyard. Here's a vineyard. You see all the trestles? Revai is the fourth year. What's the problem? The fourth year. That's Kedusha. You have to take the Yerushalayim. You mark it. Here's a mark. You mark it. With kozos of a clump of earth.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a matzeva. It's like a matzeva.
Because
it's Adama. You mark it. A clump of earth.
Good. Mishal Arla, and if it's Arla?
Mishal Arla, Bicharsis clay. Mishal Arla, Koidos Micharsis. It looks like, see over here, this is dark. And this is light. You make a clump. Koidos means you make a mound. Micharsis, Adama, Shoysim, Mimenikle, Charisit. You take earth, clay, and you make a pile in front of it. This is Simen. This was an ancient sign that
it's Arla?
That it's Arla, it's the first 3 years.
And if it's a different type, if it's a Kavaris Adama,
then it's a Simen, then it's Netarivai. Netarivai, that's the fourth year, and you have to take it. You have to take it up and eat it in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh.
Don't they look similar?
No, this one is dark. This one is light. Earth. This is clay. It's noticeable. People notice these things. And you have to do all of these things. What does it mean? Because gav shushes clump. The word causes us. Look, we learned something new today. A clump. Did you know this? That means a clump. Gav shushes virigve adama simone ka adama. It looks like the madama diko. So the simon is at earth. Madama diko hanamina shehi oiseperos af hainami ki mefarke shoy lasuni mine. But cheres you have no hanafam. Mishal oil be charesis be kadama be adama shoy simene kli cheres simone ki charesis zu the less bo hana. Dikish zarin ba in the motzia kidei nefil. What's that? Avzu ein ba hana. What's nefil? What's base? Kolayma kidei zuria. Uvzeloi tikshi amasnis on the sefer kisiadam. Okay. So he's saying, what's he saying? The lamdas that we make with a koizos adama, just like adama, where you derive benefits, just like earth is something which produces yields, peros fruit. So too, all of this, there's benefit to yet to be derived. How is the benefit to be derived? When you redeem it. But Arlo, do you derive benefit?
I don't derive benefit for anything.
When you redeem it, you'll derive benefit. Net to Revai, you're allowed to have Hana.
Okay.
The only thing you need to do is take it to Yerushalayim, or redeem it, or eat it there, or redeem it here, and eat it over here, and bring the money to Yerushalayim.
Okay.
But Cheres, you have no benefit from it. You go and you have Cheres.
Arla,
because then just like Cheres, you make a plump of earth. Arla,
not allowed to eat.
There's no Hana, no matter what. Okay? Vishal Arla b'Cheres is next. Vishal Kivoros.
Okay, Karen Revai, Metaninasa, Bekavat Sudam, Shal Allah Bechazis.
Bechazis. Michelle Kivoros, the Sid, a grave, a dead man.
Yeah.
It's peaceful. Like here.
Yeah. Kivoros Sid, that's the type of What's a kavar sidni?
Sid, you mark it with lime, with lime. Here, you see, not earth, not cheres, sid.
Okay.
Sid is you take water and you make a mixture. You make a mixture.
Okay.
Okay, sid.
It's
white like bones. That's the sign.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Good.
What does it mean? You mix it. Macha means you mix it with water.
You smooth it out?
You smooth it out with water? I don't know. It says, you mix it. When you take it with water, it gets more white. And then you pour it on top of the kever. It's white like the color of bones. Okay? Fine. Let's over here. Then it goes on to over here is when is it so? The Avri, when the Avri Hakeru Lekem Revai Ul Arla. When do we need a simon? When do we need to have to make an Isaac Heker to Kemvai and Arla?
Yeah.
What Karis, what do you say?
All these Hakaris,
right? Today, the everyone comes in, everyone walks in there. People walk in, they take. So they have to know what they're taking. If you're coming into my field at Sefker and Shvius, you're taking, God knows you're taking. So therefore, I want to go make up this clump of earth to tell you, watch out. This is Netar Revai. If you want to take it, something, hey, take it. But make sure you bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Or at least redeem it and they take the money.
Yeah.
This, no, you can't take, no matter what you like it or not.
Should you walk into my field then? Oh, we could.
Shvius. You're allowed to. Shakol Hefka, Vnei Beheta, Aval Beshar Shnei Shavua, Shabayim Ligzol. But in the other years, when they're robbers, you want to go be Nichshol in the sin, Gazun to hate. Haliteu L'Rosh of Yavas. Stuff him up. Feed him. Feed the Rosh, let him die. V'kachim Lechol Be'Isser, Gazun to hate, Eid Be'Isser. Yatsinuim.
Vatsinuim,
the discreet people. Manichim Es Hamos, Yoyimim Kol Hanilchom, Yizeh Yehimacholol, Yehimacholol Alamos Elu. So what does that mean over here? The atzinuim, the discreet people, manichem es hamos, yom kol nukol kol nukol muzayim uchol alamos alalu. Miyad, right away, kishenilkat apri, harehu mischal alamos sheniach sheniach baal hakerem. Kerem levai.
Does that mean?
Let's see here the tznum. He's a tznua. Hatznum ho yomanichem es hamos. They put money aside.
Yes.
V'chol odam. Mishosh lokat peris minakerem miyad hayoperis mischalim alamos. Anyone, lavdafk, anyone, any person that walks into my field, even a ganav, it's like the people who say they chase after the ganavim and they scream, "Amoichol you, amoichol you, amoichol you," like the Chofetz Chaim stories,
yeah.
Right?
I'm
the opposite. You know what I do?
So what do you say?
The tznuim, the discreet.
Yeah.
You like that word? The discreet people.
Yeah.
You see what it says? Any person,
a ganav,
mishosh lokat peris minakerem miyad hayo peris mechalim alamos. V'malaki hayo nitzel. You want to save the guy? Mami. V'malaki hayo nitzel mi'isa achilut v'vay ublay pegi nifu. He's going to be saved.
Where's this in the Mishnah?
That's what it says. Let's see. We had snow, manichim, samos, masnim, ashokol apeir sheyid nukad minakerem yu mechalim alamos kishalotu. That's what's in the Mishnah. That's Nuim, the discreet ones. Manichim as Hamos, they put money in the Vyom, they say, Kol Ham Nilkot Mizem. Any person that takes.
From either the Kerem Revai.
No, not this, you can't. This you can't do. Not this, but at least this you can do from the Kerem Revai. Only the Kerem Revai.
Only
Kerem Revai. Yemuchul should be redeemed at Snuim, Hamadakhim, Hamadakhim al Atzman. Okay, he has a different type. People that are very, very exact.
Bedaktik.
Because Shahayulacham Kerem Revai. Only Kerem Revai. Because Arli is not going to help him. Yeah, b'shvius, because she's okay, b'shvius, b'shvius. Right, you're right, okay, b'shvius, okay, you're good. How you, because then they're allowed to come into your vineyard, but when it's not shvius, they're not allowed to come, they don't care about them. But in shvius, you're allowed to let them come inside.
Right, and why do you have the money there for?
because you have money in your house, and you say that when you take it automatically it's redeemed.
It should be redeemed. It's hefker, no?
It's hefker, but it has kedusha. Just because it's hefker, you have to take this and bring it to Yerushalayim. Okay. The people who come in and take it are not going to be in Yerushalayim. That's new. Muhammad Akhtim Allah Matzim Kshay Lachem Kemar Vav Shvias Chayu Manichem Al Mos Kadlum Kliki Dav Yom Kolam Nil Kadl Shvias Kol Kol Nilkot Vil Shia Nilkot Yem Uchul Al Zeh. It should be redeemed. It should be redeemed Al Zeh. Okay?
Good.
Okay, we have to stop here. Okay, we did very good. So we did over here. We reviewed the Har Mishnah, and we did. We learned for 30 minutes.
How did we learn 30 minutes today if we learned 45 minutes?